AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will travel to Israel to meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday. That's according to the Israeli government. The announcement comes as the Trump administration works to shore up the Gaza ceasefire deal. Vice President J.D. Vance is already in Israel. Speaking to reporters, he said the Gaza peace plan is progressing and could be a model for other peace plans in the future.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency withdrew from consideration last night after Politico published a text chat containing offensive text messages. After Paul Ingrassia's text came to light, several Republican senators said they would not support his nomination to lead the Office of Special Counsel. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Trump to fire him from his current position as a White House liaison for the Department of Homeland Security.
Mr. President, these are texts from a presidential nominee. Do they vet them? And if they vet them and they know these things, do they shrug their shoulders and say that's okay? These texts are foul and disqualifying, and it's hard to believe there'd be any process in any White House that would allow such a man through to be nominated. This person does not merit confirmation by this body. And I'm glad a number of our Republican colleagues have said so. That's good and necessary.
South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired ballistic missiles for the first time in 5 months. The test comes days before Trump and other leaders are expected to meet in South Korea. Stocks are drifting near their record heights on Wall Street, while the price of gold falls again to trim more off its tremendous gain for the year. This is AP News. The iconic Louvre Art Gallery in Paris has reopened after an audacious jewels heist.
Hundreds were queuing outside as the Louvre's barriers were removed. However, the scene of the heist stayed shuttered. Authorities say the gang had spent less than 4 minutes inside the massive gallery. Using a freight lift wheeled to the Seine-facing facade, the thieves forced a window, smashed two display cases, and fled on motorbikes into central Paris. Visiting from Florida, Bree Floyd says safety and security remain top concerns for her.
We were, already on guard, but this kind of heightened it a little bit to be a little bit more safe and secure.
One piece, the emerald-set imperial crown of Empress Eugenie, with more than 1,300 diamonds, was later found outside the museum, damaged but recoverable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.